This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a campaign finance dispute that's seen as the sequel to Citizens United. That's the blockbuster case that allowed unlimited political spending by corporations and labor unions. This time it's about money from individuals. Kate Davidson reports.
The title is McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission. The main character, Sean McCutcheon, is an Alabama businessman out to buck the system. He wants to eliminate the $123,000 cap on how much he can give federal candidates and political committees every 2 years.
This is a very important First Amendment fundamental free speech case. It's about your right to spend your money however you choose on as many candidates as you choose.
McCutcheon isn't contesting the base limit on how much you can give a single candidate, but he does want to fund more of them. Still, Tara Malloy with the Campaign Legal Center says if the justices question not just overall limits, but all contribution limits, we could see
a sort of bombshell decision that would probably revolutionize how our elections are funded and, by extension, who wields power over our candidates and elected officials.
It's the corruptive potential of that power that's sure to be debated today. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.